Agenda item number 13, pertaining to the taking of strike staff.
How did it end up being lucky 13? I do not. Wow, okay. Do we pick up the pace for you somehow? We got probably two minor contention, one to get through, and then we can really get rolling. Being passed out is the most up-to-date version of the draft regulation. I'll cover some of that in a moment. Just a quick background. I know we have talked this thing a lot between our advisory committee and the commission. I'll try and keep the background overview as brief as I can, but just to get it on the record. Of course, you'll remember we talked about draft addendum 4, which is now addendum 4, ASMFC. It's an addendum to Amendment 6, the Interstate Fishery Management Plan for Atlantic Striped Bass. It was developed to reduce the projected, and again, projected, future fishing mortality of coastwide striped bass fishing to a level at or below the proposed new target reference points, which were adopted. This was in response to a stock assessment projection model that predicted that the spawning stock biomass would drop below the threshold that it must be maintained at, the minimum spawning female abundance, next year, a month away. This was based on what was in the current fishing mortality rate that they estimated. Now, as we covered this last month, well, 2 months ago now it seems like, but as we went through this, you'll remember in October when I described this to you, ASMSC the very next day was going to be voting on draft addendum 4. And looking through this whole slate of options I covered with you in October, well, they came down to some core decisions, and I'm just going to hit the ones impacting Virginia here and what we have to do, because there's a few that we have some room to make some decisions at some point, but there's some we need to do by January 1st. And what's happened, this timeline that we're working on right now, is they adopted Addendum 4. As of this past week, on December 1st, Monday of last week, we had to have an implementation plan submitted to ASMSC. This implementation plan was going to tell them how we're going to be in compliance in 2015. Quick turnaround. Now, some of the elements for compliance haven't yet been passed by ASMSC, and I'll cover those in a minute. So we have some elements we can implement, hopefully today, to be in compliance for January 1st, and then we're going to have to come back and do some of these items additionally in February and March. Those are mostly pertaining to the Chesapeake Bay recreational fishery. So this is part one of two. You're going to get this all over again in about 2 or 3 months. So hang on for a fun ride with staff on this. This will go away at some point. So commercial striped bass fishery management measures. These are probably the simplest ones that were in your evaluation packet that we described. For the commercial coastal fishery, they adopted a 25% reduction based on the Amendment 6 established state-by-state quotas, 25%. Now, ironically, in the debate with ASMFC, they did happen to note that this 25% reduction from Amendment 6 actually doesn't achieve the reduction they really intended it to do. They wanted to reduce everything based on 2013 harvest by 25%. Well, based on this, we'll still be 13% above that number. But it's what they had in the addendum. It's all the choice. It's the only choice they could make. So this is what we're left with. So 25% reduction. It still does have a major impact on our coastal commercial fishery. So we are going from our current quota from 184,853,000 pounds, dropping it by 25%, and we need to establish a quota of 138,640 pounds for our commercial striped bass fishery starting January 1st. That season opens January 16th. Chesapeake Bay fishery. This is a little different. There was quite a bit of debate at the board meeting on this issue. At one point, there was even a motion that would have, in effect, given us a 30-plus percent reduction in the bay. They end up Thanks to the hard work of the jurisdictions, Maryland with Virginia, PRFC, DC, working in combination, Delaware helped us out as well. We were able to negotiate a 20.5% reduction in the bay. So for that, our annual commercial Chesapeake Bay striped bass quota is going to drop from 1,339,619 pounds down to 1,064,997 pounds. That is still a big drop. When some of you may remember, we've had quotas 1.2, 1.4 million. So it's significant. But there was options on the table, and I know Commissioner Bull knows of this. There are options on the table that would have made that number much smaller. So this is impactful to our fishery, but it could have been much, much more impactful. But these are items that we need in place by January 1st. These seasons open January 16th. We've already ordered the tags for this upcoming season. We're already getting ready to get everything ready, but we just need this adopted to be in place January 1st. Now the more detailed fun items I get to talk about. The coastal recreational striped bass fishery. So the board adopted what in the addendum was option B1. Option B1 basically said that we are to have a 28-inch minimum size limit in the coastal fishery. We already have that. But instead of allowing you to have two fish, you're only going to get to have one. Remember that our coastal striped bass fishery recreationally is January 1 through March 31, and then it kicks back in again on March 16th. We have a trophy size fishery May 1 to May 15, and then May 16th is when the regular fishery reopens, runs all the way until December. So they adopted this option B1, but then they also added on to it and said that, well, you have to adopt option 1, but there's this whole other table of B options, which you'll remember I showed you last month, that you can pick from, and then if you want to pick from one of those, you got to bring it back to ASMSC at the February meeting after technical committee review in January, and if we say yes, you can possibly use that as well and change from this current option. So for January 1st, we need to put in a 28-inch one-fish bag. But working with the Fish Management Advisory Committee in November, there are three other options that we submitted in our implementation plan. There are options B5, B7, B8. So B5, keeping a two-fish bag, 33-inch size limit, so raising the minimum size, keeping our trophy fishery. The reason for this and the other ones of the bags with two fish was mostly for the charter fleet, trying to keep two fish on the boat to help with the customers instead of one fish. And that was one of the biggest arguments for this. There were some other members who just wanted to have two fish personally, but there was actually a pretty good amount of comment for any of these options at FinFish. The other two were slots. We have a fish in a slot, be it 28 to 34 inches or 28 to 36 inches, and then one greater than 36 or one greater than 38. So a little bit more complicated issue. I will let you know that those particular ones, when reviewed by the technical committee, they will come back with a comment to say the more complicated the management measure is, the more they're going to be against it. Now, they may not outright say Virginia shouldn't do it, but they are going to probably have a very negative opinion of the option. So what we need to do January 1, 2015, right now, is 28-inch and one fish to be in compliance. But we are going forward with these other options. Send them to the board. If the board approves them, these will come back to you in February and March for further discussion on the coastal fishery for recreational to see if you want to change from the 28 and 1 to something else that's been approved by the board. Recreational, striped bass in the bay. This one, you don't have to make a decision on today, so this is just a quick update. Addendum 4 didn't have a 20.5% option in it. At 17% options and 25% options and 7.77% options. This was a compromise option, but there was an actual option in the addendum that fit, and that was what was known as option C4. The 17% option, this was one of those, but it actually gained us more than a 20.5% savings. In working with Maryland and PRFC, we've all come to an agreement that this is a good option for all the jurisdictions. We're raising the minimum size limit from 18 to 20 inches. That's it. We still have our trophy fishery. We still have our regular slot fishery. So it'd be instead of 18 to 28 inches, we'd be 20 to 28 inches. And we'd still have the the twofer. Basically, you could have one in the slot and one in the upper side. You can have two in the slot. So it's a minimum change to the bait fishery. It's as simple as it gets. So the three jurisdictions are working hard on this. And, Commissioner, did PRC adopt the 20-inch option on Friday?
Yes.
Okay. So this is in our implementation plan. It still has to be approved by the board before we can adopt it, but it's something we're sending forward on the implementation plan. I just want you all to be aware of that. The biggest portion of the eval to go through has to do with something we mentioned the last time, and we've talked this out with the FinFish Management Advisory Committee. It has to do with the establishment of both a trophy size permit for the May 1 to June 15 trophy fishery and the recreational fishery, and also changing the size limit there. And this is another thing. The first part, the permit, we would like to establish now by January 1st. The reason is we want the 5 months or the 4 months prior to May 1st to get the word out and get all the angling clubs involved and let them know what's going on and get as many people to know about this permit as possible. We don't want this to be a last-minute thing and then everyone gets shocked and a law enforcement officer goes up to them and says, so, where's your trophy size permit? We don't want that to happen. It's a no-cost permit, and the way this is that if you're going to participate in the trophy size fishery May 1 through June 15th, you need to have this permit. It does a couple things for staff. One, it identifies you as a trophy size fisherman during that time period. This trophy size fishery is not a bay fishery. It's a coastal fishery. So it's very important for us to get very good information on this fishery. And I can tell you in the last couple of years, we've gone from getting over a fish estimates, reports of over 100 fish in that time period to less than 10 reports now during that time period. Yet fish are being caught. So the permit will allow us, similar to how we did Tallfish Grouper a few years ago, which Dr. Neal remembered because we worked closely with him on it, was once you get this permit, we now have an address to send you some forms. And we can send you the reporting forms. We can send you references to the Saltwater Journal, which is the online reporting system. If you're in the charter boat fishery, we can remind you that you're already supposed to be reporting striped bass throughout the year, and this will be another reminder to do it. Basically, to get a better accounting during this time period of what migratory fish are being caught during that time period so we can report. The other part of this will come February, March, if approved by ASMSC. The three jurisdictions are looking at taking the current 32-inch minimum size limit on the trophy size fishery, raising it to 36 inches. The reason we're looking at doing that, when we combine all the data in Maryland and Virginia, that gets us more than a 25% reduction. Again, the trophy size fishery in the spring is a coastal fishery. That's the coastal migrants coming up that we're targeting. So we actually have to take a 25% reduction on that specific fishery. So Maryland and us are working together to do that, and we're all agreeing to a 36-inch minimum for that trophy fishery. But that won't come up till March. So the thing here is we're trying to establish this trophy permit now, effective January 1st. They won't need it till May 1st, but we want to do this for public outreach. You'll notice in the regulation there is a Chesapeake Bay and coastal section that's Section 60 pertaining to this permit. There's also a Section 70. Exact same concept for the Potomac River tributaries. Exact same thing. You'll notice the language is almost identical except for the area that it's describing. And this is it. Here's the current regulation. They already were supposed to be reporting to us. There was no permit required. It's very hard to track who is out there doing it and who is not. But these are the ways that you can report. There's paper forms. There's online journal. There's a charter boat. It's very own charter boat system that they can use. And this is in your eval packets. It's in the blue paper. This is Section 67. Section 70 mirrors it. Basically, we're also matching the FIP here. We're saying unlawful for any person the age of 16 or older. We're not going below that limit to participate in the bay and coastal spring striped bass, trophy size striped bass fisheries, and then 70 is the Potomac tributary one. To fail to obtain this spring recreational striped bass trophy permit from the commission prior to participation in this fishery, May 1 through June 15. Reporting requirements are provided in here, and reporting is actually required in the very end of the regulation already. There is a Section 230 is the sanction section, and in this section, just had to have one minor modification because we have multiple reporting requirements in this regulation. Any person failing to submit any report required by this chapter shall be denied any striped bass permit for the following year. We brought this before when we introduced this, that just as you have mandatory reporting for commercial harvesters, this is mandatory reporting for recreational. It's not something you see very frequently, but it's very important. If they're not going to report and we have evidence they're not reporting to us, we need some type of tool, and this is the tool. So ideally, hopefully, we won't ever have to approach this, but we need it for enforceability. With that, staff recommends adopting amendments to Chapter 4, VAC 2252-10, chain to staking of striped bass to include establishing the annual commercial coastal quota as 138,640 pounds, establishing the annual commercial Chesapeake Bay quota as 1,064,997 pounds, establishing the recreational coastal daily possession limit as one fish per person per day, the 28 inches is already established, establishing a spring recreational striped bass trophy permit for the Bay, Coastal, and a Potomac River tributary striped bass, trophy-sized striped bass fisheries permit. To report participation, with reporting requirements and sanctions for failure to report participation in this recreational striped bass trophy-sized season, and to clarify the sanctions of any individual who fails to report participation in any of these seasons. With that, it was advertised under 28.229 of the Code of Virginia. I have not received any public comments to date, and it is a public hearing. That's the shock, isn't it? I think we covered this too well this year. Everyone knew about it.
Yeah, we did take a number of bites of this apple.
All year we've covered this item.
And a smorgasbord at the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, where that meeting started at 10 o'clock in the morning and it ended at 8:15 at night. So you think these meetings are bad? Any questions to Mr. Griss from the commission?
I have one.
Mr. Neal.
Just a minor question. You the trophy permit will be required for people 16 and over.
Yes.
But the reporting requirements with 12-year-old with it's still all fish should be reported?
It's the reporting requirement, it should be all fish, but obviously we're not going to target a child. Okay. You know, one of the rings, and this actually came up with the Regulatory Review Committee, which actually did go through all this as well. We wanted to match up with FIPs and not fall below that line. We thought that was a good. I mean, if a 12-year-old out there is, hopefully they're with a parent, mm-hmm. and the parent will be the responsible party because the parent should have the permit.
Right.
So we're hopeful in that light. And we're hoping that's an awfully small percentage that we're dealing with in that
right.
situation.
Yeah, I expect all these will be little numbers, but I'm hoping they report them, even if they're not licensed.
Right.
Happen to be licensed.
I'll tell you how bad the Virginia reporting is. When Maryland did the analysis for the Bay, they could plug in and take out Virginia's information. It didn't change it one bit. That's how poor ours is right now. We need it to be better, you know, to protect the fishery and keep it.
Thank you for that point. Mr. Erskine.
There's a lot of information, obviously, out there. And it seems like there was an update in 2012, stock assessment update, I guess, and I might not be using the right terms, but in 2012 there was an assessment. But then there was a benchmark assessment in 2013. And there seemed to be differences between the spawning stock biomass that the two did not agree. And when you look at those two, there was discussion in, I think, ASMSC's report that it reduced the, looking at the 2013 benchmark assessment, it reduced the probability of error being in the model. Can you speak to that, or is that correct or incorrect?
I can speak to it to a point. I mean, that is correct. However, just the issue is once a benchmark is done, the updates, and this is not in any way a flippant comment, but the updates become, in the TC's opinion, not relevant at all. Once they do that benchmark and they adopt the benchmark, that is the standard, and everything before it's just set off to the side. That's not always a good thing. I'll admit, as a TC member on a couple species, it drives you crazy sometimes when you're trying to do comparison and why is it this way now and not than it was then. But it did change. They did the model differently. It wasn't a It wasn't one of those push-button deals where they just replugged in the data and redid it. They actually did the model very differently. The model did struggle. I will say the benchmark assessment, though it passed peer review, it had a lot of concerns. And even at the TC meetings now, we are pointing out a lot of issues, such as they did not take into account the fact that we have a male-dominant fishery in the Chesapeake Bay. They think that the hitting the bay hard with a high percentage rate of reduction will do something for the female spawning stock, when we all know it will not do what they think. If anything, the coastal fishery should have taken a bigger hit and the bay a smaller hit. We are going to progress forward with the TC. The board has directed the TC to work on Chesapeake Bay specific reference points like we had before this happened. We operated on Chesapeake Bay reference points up until through this year. And then this now changes everything. We now don't have a recreational quota as of January 1st. That's a big change. We now don't use the harvest control model to determine what our bay quota is. That's a big change. So these are very, very dramatic changes to our management that was very successful, and that was pointed out to the board. We took reductions of our own will. We, between the three jurisdictions, ASMSC didn't have to tell us to take the 14% reduction in last year. We did it. We were being good stewards, but it didn't gain us anything.
Mr. Erskine.
I just have a follow-up question. I appreciate that. It seems to me that that 2013 assessment, if we're not looking retrospectively back at 2012, we're looking at 2013, that it underestimated the amount of spawning stock biomass and also overestimated fishing mortality. And that's discouraging that ASMFC would make decisions on a reduction of 20.5% in the Bay jurisdictions based on something like that. And my understanding is ASMFC is managing at a higher level for abundance in that. And it should be on the record, and I'm sure people know, but it's not an overfished stock, and overfishing's not occurring.
Yeah, and as I pointed out in the beginning, this is a projection, which is, I'm not sure if this is the first time I've ever dealt where we're projecting it and we're acting on a projection, not on an actual outcome of an assessment. To those points, there was a push because the last year in the 2013 benchmark assessment is 2012 data. Here it is almost 2015 now. This is what we're operating on. How much does it factor in the large young of the year class that was coming up during that time period? Not by much. We know it's going to start entering our fishery next year. There's definitely some flaws here. We did try to get an update of the benchmark done for this year to get 2013 data in, which we think would have changed the projection model, but that didn't get any traction at ASMSC with ASMSC staff. And unfortunately, with some of the TC members, because I know myself and my counterpart in Maryland pushed for that as well. So there's a lot of issues here. But we're at the point now where it's been passed, and we're having to do this. I take no pleasure coming up here and having to present this. But it's something we have to do to be now in compliance because, of course, we all realize that we don't comply. And if something's filed against Virginia, it goes to Secretary of Commerce, and Secretary of Commerce has the right to shut down all of our fisheries. And we don't need that. That'll make this look like just a pinprick if something like that happens. So that's a risk we can't take, unfortunately.
Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Grist. This is a public hearing. Does anybody in the audience wish to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. The public hearing is closed.
I'll move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neilum, accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Mr. Zedner. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.